On this episode, we're going to hear a conversation about how to communicate stories effectively using a real example of the famous attribution problem. Let's do this.
This is Digital Marketing Life with Noah Omri Levin.
You're about to hear is a conversation between myself and one of the awesome, super talented digital marketers at Search Discovery, who is always a pleasure to work with, Tori Barlow. She approached me after hearing me speak about communication, particularly around leveraging emotional intelligence to be more effective in storytelling. I'll pick up again at the end of this episode to highlight what we can take from this interaction, but let's hear it.
I wanted to talk to you about the segment of understanding yourself and then understanding others to create fusion and achieve a goal. And I have a real life example that actually happened this week at Search Discovery that was perfect timing. Essentially, it has to do with what we're trying to achieve with Search Discovery marketing and leveraging the display platform Terminus as well as Pardot email campaigns. When we looked at data from when we were at the Adobe Summit trade shows, the Domopalooza trade shows, as well as launching Terminus campaigns and Pardot drip campaigns, we saw an increase in traffic to the website, which is not from any one of those specific things, but we thought a fusion of all of them. I think my challenge is proving that Terminus and Pardot have an impact in that increase in traffic. And like, I need to learn how to communicate it effectively to the person that needs to create a hypothesis and like prove the data.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to reiterate and make sure I've got it right. So essentially the issue is Terminus, Pardot, a lot of these different campaigns, along with our on-site presence at two different trade shows that we go to, right? Adobe Summit, Domopalooza, all of them together combined to create a lot of goodness, right? We even had the Spaceman campaign having some fun on social media. So there's just a lot going on that we kind of show up at one of these conventions and we try to make a big impact to all the different people there. And the question is, when you look at the data on the back end or what's trackable, sometimes it doesn't give you the full picture. Sometimes it does give you a partial picture that a lot of those pieces had individually an impact, but it doesn't tie back and attribute perfect value to a given account that we've won or any type of perfectly measurable outcome, right?
Right.
So the challenge you're having is how do we then come back internally and better tell that story? Just to better understand that piece, who do you want to tell that story to? And what's your hopeful outcome of if you were to tell this story perfectly, if you told it and you were able to answer those questions well, what would the outcome be internally when that story is told?
Yeah, it's twofold. For the Domopalooza one, it's understanding the person that's asking me to create this hypothesis and prove it. So I need to understand like where that person is coming from and like align with what he wants. And then the second piece is for future campaigns, I need to clearly articulate how it's going to impact Search Discovery. And I need to be able to articulate that for people in analytics, people in the C-suite, and then people that have no idea what we do.
100%. And this is a very common problem we have, right, with our clients as well. It's funny, this time it's an internal client. It's ourselves as the client. But this comes up all the time, attribution being a huge question of like, what is driving value? And before we could track these things in 19Diggity2, right, we would look at sales, they looked at all the activities that they had. And a lot of folks look back at that as, you know, just an unsophisticated way of approaching digital, of approaching marketing in general. Now that we have digital and everything's measurable, we think, okay, we can measure every single interaction that's happening and we are able to attribute perfect value. The reality is that even if you take some of the best attribution tools out there, Adometry, C3 Metrics, Adobe and Google's offerings, nothing's going to give you a perfect picture because human beings and the things that influence those human beings that we're trying to impact, we're trying to build relationships with, are really interesting in how we act. And a lot of what influences us is not the direct campaign that you're putting out there. So Terminus, for those people that might be listening that don't know what they do, it's an account-based marketing platform where you decide on the target companies that we want to go after, and they help us put media, display ads, and other forms of advertising out into the space to target individuals in those companies and really spread the message to better impact the whole company, not just an individual that we might have a cookie for. So in that case, so much of that story is about being top of mind and, you know, giving a salesperson who otherwise would be cold calling a lead or calling a lead who may or may not remember us from being on site, we're warming them up by having search discoveries, imagery, and story be top of mind for that person, our value propositions to be in front of them more often up until the time we follow up. So they kind of hear from us in a natural way. So I think the answer to your question, it's difficult in that not everybody's going to like and be able to sign on to that reasoning that this isn't, you can't measure everything perfectly, but I think that's the baseline conversation that needs to happen. And then it's a question of what are the costs of a Terminus? What are the costs of what we're doing in Pardot? And can we get to 90% confidence that those are having a positive impact to the point that they're worth continued investment? And then my other question to you will be, if they say, okay, I'm totally okay with that approach, what's the ideal outcome? Is it just that they've signed on and say, okay, let's keep going? Or is there a new campaign you want to be running with them that we haven't run yet that you want to get sign on for? So number one, tell me if you agree with the logic of kind of how we should approach this and the story we need to tell first. And number two, I'd love to hear what your objective would be if the answer to that question is like 100%, we're on board, what do we do next?
So I agree with that approach, and I've been trying to communicate that to a few people here, and we've won with a couple of people, but at the end of the day, I've been tasked to formulate a hypothesis for what Terminus will prove. And how can I do that if I know that I'm not setting myself up for success when the right tools aren't in place to track that? And I know like I can't prove that, but I'm being tasked to like provide a hypothesis.
Sure. Okay, so really it sounds like if we take a step back, you also are in a place where you want to be able to prove it perfectly. So I think what we need to do is think for yourself, what is 90% confidence? Meaning your hypothesis doesn't have to be perfect attribution at 100%. It could be, my hypothesis is that us doing this activity will lift the overall program, right? And the cost of this activity in accordance with the level of confidence that it's able to attribute to the success that comes out of the overall campaign is worth ongoing investment, right? So I think if we take a step back and look at it that way, you might be able to get everybody's agreement and say, yes, our hypothesis bore fruit. What you won't necessarily be able to do is set up a hypothesis that says, I'm going to be able to track what this program does, who clicked on it, and that person called one of our salespeople and then is now a client. I think that we need to drop because it's a very unlikely area, especially the scale that we're talking about. But if we set up the hypothesis for success in a reasonable level, given the tooling that we have, I think that you'll get to what you're looking for, and it'll build the confidence for you to then build the confidence for those other internal stakeholders. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think we have the perfect example coming up with optimization solution and marketing for that for search discovery. And essentially what we're doing is we're targeting 100 accounts in Terminus, and the email marketing team here is targeting 500 accounts with Pardot. And those are the only two marketing efforts that we're running for this campaign. So it's a perfect time to like see the lift within that solution.
Beautiful. And obviously in the future, maybe we would do an on-off test. Maybe we'd split that up like 50-50. But for right now, I think how you're approaching this in terms of these are 100 accounts. We know there are other accounts that are out there that we're not doing this with. But to see how those 100 accounts progress as we start to put this in place, 100% what you're saying, that is a great way of approaching this step one. And if that's not enough, let's say we go through that exercise and we don't feel like that 90% confidence is there. It's like a 60% confidence level because we couldn't attribute perfectly. Then when we get that feedback, we can approach the team back and say, hey, what if we did 50 accounts that don't have this piece and 50 accounts that do, albeit again, hard with this level of scale to have anything perfectly scientific or statistically significant, but it'll at least be multiple attempts at getting to a better, clearer picture. And I think we both agree that the approach works, and we see in other companies and out there in the space, like what Sangram's doing and what Terminus is doing and some of the other companies in that space, that's working. It's bearing a lot of fruit. So I don't think we're necessarily proving this out as this works. We know it works. The question is, can we make it work for us in our individual, unique approach? And that's all that we need to get to. So in many cases, we might want to go for 100% confidence. In this case, I'm even more comfortable going lower because there's already a lot of evidence out there that this is the smart, right move. And this is more of a conversation of how do we show that value to the internal stakeholders and prove it out with the data that we have for search discovery. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And so it sounds like when I go back to the team, I'm not going to provide hard numbers of we will see a lift in traffic to the website by X amount. It's more so just a lift and high level results and metrics just for this like piece that we're advertising coming up, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And let's see how it goes. Like I'd love to, I mean, if you want to run anything by me, as always, ahead of time, I'm happy to take a look, but I think you're 100% on the right track. And I think that this approach is the right approach, both to the campaign itself, but also to how you're telling that story over internally.
Yeah. I think my original struggle was like, I know what to say, but I didn't know how to like phrase it. So this makes sense. And this is really helpful.
Awesome. Thank you, Tori, for joining me and for being open to recording this and sharing it with the world that's out there. I think this is extremely helpful information. I think the experiences that we go through every day are just really valuable for others that are either starting in the space or who might not get exposed to the same things that we get exposed to just see what it's really like and realize that we're all figuring it out, right? There's so much that's unknown. There's so much that's new. And every single person that we explore that with, as we saw in this case, it's going to be a new experience. Even though you know Terminus, you know account-based marketing, when you approach a new stakeholder, a new client with that, it's a totally different story. So I really appreciate you sharing and hope we can do this again sometime soon.
Yeah, thanks, Noah. I feel like we're going to go close 20 accounts now with this advice. And
I'm into that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, folks, let's talk about what we just heard in that interaction. Tori was preparing for a meeting to convince key stakeholders that the campaign she was running is driving value to the organization. Given the nature of the campaign, attributing perfect value from the marketing effort back to the business's bottom line is very difficult, a problem we all deal with regularly in the industry. If you noticed, Tori herself was not fully convinced of how to measure the value here, and that's where the magic begins. The session Tori referenced at the very beginning was all about emotional intelligence, or EQ. How our social skills, our ability to effectively connect and communicate with others, is the most important thing we can develop and bring to the table, particularly in our distracted generation. EQ starts with self-awareness. Tori exploring where she stood on the topic of attributing value for this campaign. Once she had a handle on that, we could fully explore where the stakeholders were and how to bridge that gap. Only by taking the time to understand ourselves and then focus on the other can we empathize and communicate with the other party, communicate what they need to hear in order for us to align and drive towards a common vision. Amazing. I hope you got as much as I did out of this, and I genuinely want to hear about it. So please hit me up at NoahOmri11 on Instagram, LinkedIn, or wherever you prefer. This is Digital Marketing Life.